There was another town hall meeting on health care yesterday, the kind that lawmakers have been holding around the country, sometimes with noisy disruptions. But this one in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, had a bit higher profile. It was hosted by the President of the United States. There were noisy demonstrations outside, but inside the tone was civilized, as NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Healthcare has been the hot topic of debate in August, and there was plenty of noise yesterday in Portsmouth. But it was all on the sidewalk outside the president's town hall.
Just say no!
Jeremy Olson was there. He says the government should not be a healthcare provider. He held up a sign portraying the U.S. House bill as a version of the children's board game, Chutes and Ladders.
They're showing you all the bureaucracies and middlemen that are going to be involved in making it look like the Chutes and Ladders game because it's so complicated. You know, you have to go here, then down here, then over and up and around just to try to actually get healthcare. That's what it's trying to say.
Others were harsher in their criticism. There was a giant poster of President Obama as Adolf Hitler. Another sign called the president Obama-Dinajad. But the opposition was matched in size and spirit by healthcare reform backers. One sign said the cost of the Iraq war could have paid for healthcare reform. Others said healthcare is a right. The protesters didn't have tickets to the event, most of which were distributed through a White House webpage. The White House says seats were awarded randomly. On stage, the president said there's a lot of misinformation out there on the issue, including that he wants government panels to review whether the elderly will be allowed treatment.
The rumor that's been circulating a lot lately is this idea that somehow the House of Representatives voted for death panels that will basically pull the plug on grandma because we've decided that it's too expensive to let her live anymore.
The president said it's all an attempt to derail efforts to fix a problem.
Because the way politics works sometimes is that people who want to keep things the way they are will try to scare the heck out of folks. And they'll create boogeymen out there that just aren't real.
The crowd inside was overwhelmingly supportive of Mr. Obama, greeting him with cheers and a standing ovation. Twice, the president actively sought out questions from skeptics, looking around the room for people who disagreed with him.
Because I don't want people thinking I just have a bunch of plants in here.
He found a few, but even those exchanges were very mild.
My name is Ben Hershenson. I'm from Ogunquit, Maine, and also Bonita Springs, Florida. And I'm a Republican. I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm here.
We're happy to have you. We're happy to have you.
Mr. President, you've been quoted over the years when you were a senator and perhaps even before then that you were essentially a supporter of a universal plan.
The president answered that he has not supported what's known as a government single-payer system.
And for us to transition to a system like that, I believe, would be too disruptive. So what would end up happening would be a lot of people who currently have employer-based health care would suddenly find themselves dropped, and they would have to go into an entirely new system that we had not been fully set up yet, and I would be concerned about the potential destructiveness of that kind of transition.
The White House seemed content with the contrast between this healthcare town hall and the more contentious ones that have taken place around the country, including a shout-filled event hosted by Senator Arlen Specter in Lebanon, Pennsylvania yesterday. A spokesman for Mr. Obama said the New Hampshire event demonstrates the kind of civil dialogue the president has been having at town halls all year, adding that it's an opportunity for people to get questions answered and to learn from each other. Don Gagne, NPR News, Portsmouth, New Hampshire.